Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Nice work, Nance. Monday Matters for Core Staff, your trusted recruitment partner across Australia. Scotty Scheffler wins the Masters this morning, his second green jacket in 3 years, on his way to building a formidable resume. Who knows where he's going to be in 10 years' time. Anybody who was watching Thursday, Friday, Augusta time, so Friday night, Saturday night, our time, would have watched Tiger Woods busting his ass to make the cut. Busting his ass. Sweating, in pain. The body is clearly racked with things that don't move the way they're supposed to move.
It doesn't look right.
But he busted his ass to make the cut.
Mm-hmm.
So he's now made more cuts there than anyone in the history.
Was that the 24th?
24th straight, whatever the number is. More consecutive cuts made than anyone. Weekend's a debacle. He finishes 16 over. He finishes last. Of those who have made the cut, he finishes last. He is a depleted, limited version of himself. 2019 is a miracle. That will never happen again. Him winning a tournament of any magnitude, never happening again. He can only get himself, never happening again. He can only get himself up for I don't know how many tournaments he can play at that level. Hitting the ball that far, that consistently against these guys to win, walking for 72 holes, 10, 11 Ks a day, he can't do it. So does it matter? Does it matter that Tiger gets himself up for an event like the Masters annually and limps around, even if he doesn't make the cut, limps around for two or four rounds and walking up 18, which is a tough walk. That is up a hill the whole way 18. It's a tough walk at the end of a round of golf. And he's limping his way up to the green. Does it matter?
No.
That that's what he looks like when he's getting to the line.
Why would it matter?
Events?
What, tarnish the legacy?
No, it's not the tarnish the legacy.
It's
because it looks painful.
Sad.
It looks sad.
Well, speaking to people over there, didn't he still not have, if not the biggest, one of the biggest followings over there?
No question about that.
So,
if you're watching him, let's say you went to Augusta for 4 days and you were just watching Tiger. Day one and day two, heroic to get there. Heroic. But then day three and day four, when he's going out early, day four, he's out there before. Most of the people are putting their chairs down behind him and then going to get something to eat. They're not even sitting there waiting. Are you walking up? If you followed him for that entire round, are you walking around with him going, I love this bloke and I love what he's done for this sport. And at his peak, there was no, even Jack wasn't like him at his peak.
But while he's still around, we can at least still sample the magic. So we're in touch with the magic,
right?
There's
not a lot of magic anymore, though. No, that's the whole point.
But while he's around, we talk about the magic. We revisit the magic. There's old highlights. Could he? It's the could he. Could another miracle happen that keeps it going? Whereas once he retires and he's gone, then I think that would matter more in a negative
sense.
That he's not playing anymore? That he's done. That's absolutely
okay,
it.
All right. That's why I asked the
question.
So while
the flame is just, as you say, maybe it's been snuffed out, but in the eyes of some, ever so faintly flickering, it's the hope, I think, that keeps it going. So I would contend that it would matter more in a sad sense if he pulled the pin.
Now, I think it matters because, even like you say, what was he, 16 over? He never had a great
finished,
day.
For the guys who made the cut, he finished last.
But you still, if you're a real golf nut and you're aware of his history and you're
aware
of...
We are, but if you're a real golf nut, you are. So, yep.
You can still go there and he will still, even in this very, very fragile state because of the injuries that he's got, it seems like he still will show a glimpse. You'll still see a glimpse of it for a hole or a shot. Because he has that creativity. Like some of the stuff that he does, there's still that extraordinary. And you know what? The most important thing I find is, as long as he wants to be there.
Yeah, no, that's
as long as he wants to be there, we should not let that tarnish his legacy.
No. It's not the legacy.
Or tarnish.
It's not the legacy. Got nothing to do with the legacy. Because the legacy stands no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree if he wants to, but... You've answered the question, and I'm buoyed by it because I love the fact that as a golf fan, we've lived through this year and we've got to see, you know, however many, 20, 25 unforgettable performances. And there's been, you know, 30 shots that he's played that will live in the next 200 years of the Masters when we're watching the replays of, you know, we're going to have all of these great shots and these great moments to remember. But I just wonder whether the sadness of watching him, how hard it is for him to play now. It's really hard. Mm. Like you're watching, you watch VJ and Mike Weir and these blokes, they can still, they're still lithe and they can still swing the club and, you know, it's not, it doesn't look painful for them to walk around the golf course, even though they've got no hope of winning. They're past, you know, the past champions course. Yep. They're never going to win. A couple of them made the cut. They're never going to win, but they look, it's easy for them to get around the golf course at least. It's not easy for him.
He looked at pain when he was on the putting green.
Mate, there was
and
a
he
day.
Was just putting, practice
there was
putting.
A day on, I don't know whether it was Friday or Saturday, second or third round. I think it might have been the second round. It was freezing. Like, he is sweating. Like, there are beads of sweat dripping down his cheeks after coming under his cap. He's working that hard to just get the thing. But anyway.
The longer the legends hang around, the better for mine.
Is it?
Because once they're gone, yeah, right. they are okay. gone. Right. My little opinion. Do right. we need to get to a break?
No, you can go.
Real cool. Maybe
no, you, we'll... no, you need to, no. Get, if, so, no,
we'll
let's
do a quick
to,
one.
No, no. Let's get to a break. We'll come back with a quick one or a long one from you. 22 minutes to 5.